You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Joining me in the studio is Dr. Alex Gonzalez. He teaches music at Southern Oregon University, where he's the director of bands for the university. And Dr. Gonzalez is also the artistic director and conductor for the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band, which will perform a free holiday concert on December 14th at Oakdale Middle School in Medford. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Hi there. Thanks for having me back.
So tell me about the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band.
Yeah. This is for fans of, we'll call it stage or art music. This is an ensemble that looks a lot like a typical symphony orchestra, minus the strings. So this is brass, woodwinds, and percussion. And while we do play a lot of the kinds of music that you would hear at a symphony orchestra concert, we have an entire oeuvre or body of work that is just written for bands. And that canon has been developing for about 100 years now. And we're constantly adding new composers and new works to that.
Why is it called a symphonic band?
I think it largely takes its name from the traditional aspects of, so people think of symphonic and they think of the word symphony, but actually it's a derivation of the size of the group. So bands have different classifications. We have wind ensembles, which are a little bit smaller, chamber wind groups, which are even smaller than that. Symphonic means large or grand because we host about 70 musicians on stage.
Okay, so you just taught me something because I was thinking symphony as well.
Yeah.
So how big is the band?
So we have a rotating cast depending on when people are available. This is a community ensemble, so no one is paid. This is all volunteer work. So anywhere from 60 to 80 would be about the largest for a symphonic band.
60 to 80, and you manage all of that?
I have a great team of people that help me manage that. I do like to lean into the artistic director side of things, so choosing repertoire, leading rehearsals, and performances.
So how do people find the time to invest in all the practice schedules and personal practices as well?
That's a great question. So one of our mottos for the ensemble or the organization is Music for Life. And what we end up finding is that these community members, ranging all the way from high school to we have some octogenarians in the ensemble, their time to practice and to prepare for these performances comes from a real place of love. It's very intrinsically motivated.
And when did you become the artistic director?
I am just in the middle of my second year. So last year was my first year, both at SOU and then working with the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band.
Okay, so we actually have an audio clip from last year when you just started.
Yeah.
Tell me about that piece.
Yeah, if I think I'm remembering correctly, that's David Louvrian's Minor Alterations, which is a set of or a medley of holiday works that instead of we typically hear them all in major keys, we think of the holidays, we think of these bright, happy moments. He takes all of these notorious pieces and then puts them in a minor key. And so it's a reframing of how to hear the work. And a lot of the work that I have as the artistic director is to find new and interesting works that are sometimes both typical and atypical, especially for a holiday concert like the one we have coming up on Sunday.
Okay, when you say a minor key, I am completely musically, ignorant.
Yeah, and thank you for serving as that role for our listening audience. The keys, so we think of like a major scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and it's usually in what we would, I tell my students, it sounds happy. But if we turn the minor keys, it takes a couple of the notes from that scale, lowers them by what we call a half step, and then it turns that happy sound into a sad sound or sometimes an evil sound. And so it's a cute play on minor alterations. It minorly alterates everything.
So that's funny. So we take a happy Christmassy sounding song and we make it ominous.
Yeah. Yeah. Which audiences love.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's like people who like horror movies and you know, I don't like horror movies, but
yeah, same. I'm with you on that one.
What other kind of music does the band perform?
So typically we follow a schedule that in the fall we do a Halloween related theme. So there is plenty of horror movies and scary things to be abound in that. And then we do a holiday concert, which is the one that we're having this Sunday, December 14th at 3 p.m. at Oakdale Middle School in Medford. And we'll hear a whole slew of tunes that people will surely be very familiar with. But as I mentioned before, one of my main goals is to find programmatic choices that are also unique and interesting. So, for instance, we are performing a work by Alfred Reed called Twelfth Night, which is based off of the Shakespeare play of the same name. That play is centered around the holiday time, but the plot has nothing to do with that. So Alfred Reed, the composer, wrote completely original works of music, five movements. We'll play three of them that depict either the scenery within the play or some of the characters. And so while it sounds like a holiday piece, it will have brand new melodies throughout, which is also very exciting for the audience.
My guest is Dr. Alex Gonzalez. He's the artistic director and conductor for the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band. How do you recruit people for this band?
You know, in most instances, and I've held positions like this in the past, that has been a great challenge. And I'm actually pretty happy to say that we almost have the opposite challenge here, where we try to keep the instrumentation very specific. And so oftentimes people will end up finding us. And then on our website, we have a means of going about auditioning for the ensemble. So all of our sections are very full right now. And through that audition process, we find some of the best community members from all around this valley and a couple of other states, including Northern California.
How often do you have this audition opportunity?
We keep it rolling, so as needed is really what it is. And then should they audition and the section is full, we keep them on a rotating cast of substitute players.
So the band plays in different places around the Rogue Valley or beyond?
Yeah, so traditionally we play in Ashland and Medford specifically. All of our concerts this year, due to some scheduling things, are, and it's very easy to remember, are all at Oakdale Middle School, always on Sundays and always at 3 p.m.
Okay, so tell me about the band's performance on December 14th at Oakdale Middle School. Tell me more about that.
So the centerpiece for the concert is that Alfred Reed piece that we spoke about, but there will be a couple of familiar favorites and then some new ones for audiences that might not have heard of wind band repertoire. For Hanukkah, I'm actually Jewish, so I always make it a point to at least get a couple of tunes that resonate with that. We're performing a piece by Steve Reistetter. It was written in 1997 called Eighth Candle. And what's interesting about that is Steve is not a Jewish individual, but grew up playing clarinet, specifically klezmer music, and like Alfred Reed in Twelfth Night, wrote original folk-sounding music in the Jewish idioms, using specific scales and specific harmonies to create a festival of appreciation for that religion as well.
So I'm unfamiliar with klezmer. Help me understand what that is.
Oh, yeah. Think of Yiddish folk music. So it's an array of different instruments, often involving strings, but clarinets take a front stage and center position in all of that. So it's a portrayal of that kind of music.
So it's interesting because in my very next segment, I'll be talking with a rabbi, and we'll be talking about Hanukkah celebrations and that kind of music.
Yeah.
So you led me right into that.
Amazing.
What can audiences expect to experience at Oakdale Middle School on December 14th?
I hope I don't sound too pedantic or cliche in this, but joy and bravery. I think one of the things that emanates from the musicians of the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band is just a pure passion for giving the gift of music, especially given that it's the holiday season. That gift is so much more important nowadays, and they'll see that joy through either the music or just the smiles on stage. And I say bravery because I think any act of music making takes that very large leap. They're presenting something that for every musician on stage is semi-nerve-wracking, but it's a place where they feel happy and they can portray their love.
Well, music does evoke emotion from us. So it does take some courage to put that out on stage.
Yeah.
We have another clip from one of your performances, I think this year.
Yeah. Thank you.
talk about the ability of music to evoke emotion. Wow. That piece. Tell me about it.
That is a piece by Michael Markowski called The Cave You Fear, and that was specifically for the first concert of this year, which is our typically Halloween concert. And it deals with some pretty meta concepts about the cave you fear, the kind of Plato's cave, if you will. But that composer is also one to mix classical idioms with more modern idioms. If we even just listen to a little bit further, there's a whole hip-hop breakdown that the drum set is featured on, which is really quite cool.
That sounds quite cool. Performances aren't free. I mean, this performance is free to the public, but it's really not free. How does the band sustain itself?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That is the silent thing that our audiences, I think, know in the back of their minds and hearts, but maybe aren't necessarily told. We have an operating budget of tens of thousands of dollars, and we have made it quite a mission to provide music in this valley for free to our audiences. As always, we would love any donations that are possible from them, but we're not expecting that in any way. We have, as I mentioned earlier, a great team, and most of our funding comes from grants, either at the federal, state, or community levels. But in recent times, those grants have been harder to actualize into our budget, and those donations seem to be getting more and more important. But this is a philosophical point that we don't really want to budge on.
So the Oregon Cultural Trust is one of your sponsors.
Yeah, one of many supporting groups or individuals.
Okay, so tell me about the rest of the season's scheduled performances.
Yeah, so once we are done with the holiday concert, we take a little bit of a break, and then we are going to return on March I believe it's the 14th or 15th. I actually have that here in just a second. But that's going to feature composers only from the state of Oregon that have written original works for the wind band medium. And that is, March 15th.
Just March 15th, yeah. And where would that be?
Also Oakdale Middle School, so that's a Sunday, and it'll be a 3 p.m. performance. What's really special about that March performance is that we also host a yearly middle school initiative in which we invite roughly a baker's dozen worth of middle school students, high-achieving middle school students from all around the valley to join the amateur, semi-professional, and professional musicians of the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band on stage. And those young musicians get to play two pieces with us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and they will be Oregonian-based composers who have written those works.
And how can they learn more about that?
We send out those materials to the middle school directors in the area. But as always, the roguevalleysymphonicband.com has all of our information, all of our upcoming performances. And if you've ever wanted to listen to any of our past performances, they're also cataloged there as well.
Okay, so do you have any accompanying singers or choirs?
Yeah, so I don't want to give away too many secrets, but we did find an arranger that actually writes for one of the military ensembles, the military bands from the state of Oregon. So we'll have a featured jazz tenor joining us, and that will be really great. And then there is going to be a featured guitarist as well, along with some guest conductors to help facilitate that. And then even most surprisingly, either past members of the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band or current members, we have a couple of wonderful composers that we are going to use their works as well. So these will be familiar faces and names to anyone in the area.
Okay, so Oakdale Middle School on December 14th is your next performance. Now, that's not a big place. How do people reserve seats, and how big can the audience be?
Again, roguevalleysymphonicband.com. You can reserve your seats ahead of time, but once again, all is free. So if you were to just show up at the door, we would have a seat and a space for you.
Love that. Well, thank you so much for the work you're doing. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Thank you for having me.
My guest was Dr. Alex Gonzalez, director of the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.